Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, June 7th. This is episode 196 of The Big Show. We're coming up on 200 episodes. Thank you so much for being a part of that and for tuning in week after week. I really do appreciate it. Now, as I promised a couple of weeks ago in episode 194 of The Big Show, I talked about why data matters for your business. And I said I would follow up with some additional thoughts this time around that got into some of the implications of data and some of the things that we need to think about in the bigger picture, right? So just a quick recap. I'm certainly not going to go through all the things I did last time, but I've talked many times before about content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. And I'm building on the episode where we talked about why data matters. But for those of you who haven't listened to episode 194 yet, and again, this is just a quick recap, it helps you gain the insights you need about your customers. If content is king and is the first stage in a customer experience that's going to matter for your customer and work for your customer, then to create a great customer experience, you need to have data that makes that content more relevant and more appropriate to the needs of the customer. Also, Mark Benioff of Salesforce.com has said speed is the new currency of business. Your customers expect these experiences in real time. A few months ago, I did a talk for the American Marketing Association's Executive Circle for the New Jersey chapter, and I shared with them a story about Lemonade. Lemonade is an app that, it's an insurance company. It's all delivered via an app, and they really provide renter's insurance and condo and co-op and homeowner's insurance, primarily in the New York area, though they are expanding to new markets all throughout 2017. And they claim that they set a record for processing a claim in just 3 seconds. That's from the moment the person entered their information and tapped on submit my claim, 3 seconds later, they'd gone ahead and paid the claim. So that's not 3 minutes, that's 3 seconds, which is crazy. But if customer experience is queen, we'll all hail the queen because they got it right. I mean, they really, really nailed it. I was debating saying slay queen, but I don't know that anybody needs to hear that from me. You know, now, how did they do that? Well, this is the really critical part. This is where things start to go, because we can't really talk about data without talking a brief bit about AI, about machine learning, right? Artificial intelligence and machine learning and how those work. You know, your job isn't to understand AI. Obviously, a little bit of background couldn't hurt, but realistically, your job is to understand the right questions to ask of the AI. And the best way I've heard it described is AI or machine learning can work for you in two cases pretty consistently. One is if there is absolutely a correct answer to a problem. So for instance, you know you pull a lever over here and you get an outcome over here. You can use AI to understand what's driving that more effectively. because it's clear every time I push this button, something happens. Every time I pull this lever, something happens. So we can use AI to understand what's going on there in more detail and the whys behind it. Another example is when you can get consensus among a large group of people. Right. So a great example that I've seen is, you know, they're using Watson to diagnose treatments for cancer. And the reason that works is while there's no guaranteed right answer for many types of cancers, particularly at various stages and things along those lines, if you asked 100 reputable doctors, the vast majority of them would agree, here's how we would treat that. Right. So again, it's not an absolute right answer, but it's close enough that you can turn that over to an AI and it can say, great, here's what you do, and begin to analyze some of the information behind it. That's what you need to be able to do. You need to be able to say, for these business problems I have, how can an AI help me parse through the data I have to create a better experience for my customers, or to create better content for my customers? As my friend Ed St. Ange likes to say, AI makes big data little, right? We've heard for years all about big data, and you rarely hear me talk about it. And the reason is because AI is going to help you crunch through that data quickly and help you uncover the things that you didn't know you didn't know. It's going to make big data little for you. Jeff Bezos, in the same interview that I linked to in episode 194 and will link to again in the show notes, he's noted that AI represents a horizontal layer behind the scenes for a lot of businesses. It's something that's going to improve the customer experience because it's going to understand what's happening with your data in a really, really important way and in a really, really useful way. Now, one of the things that, you know, concerns people when they hear this, when I talk to folks about this, is that they worry they have to go and get all the talent to pull this apart. And here's the problem. You really can't. Right, all the talent is going to our old friends from the Frightful Five: Alphabet, Amazon. Alphabet being Google, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, or if you prefer, AgFam: Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft. Same difference, right? The reality is, we're coming on up to the days of AI as a service. You'll be able to use AI on demand from these players or others to answer complicated business questions that you don't have the ability to answer today. So don't think about how do I process this data? Excuse me. Don't think about how do I have the talent internally to process this data? Or how do I build the tools to process this data? Instead, be looking for where can I get that as a service and where can I find the people who know how to ask the right questions. That's really the key. And if you can do that, you're going to put yourself in a really, really effective position to use data and use AI to create the kinds of customer experiences and the kinds of content that your customers are expecting. The other thing to be aware is you can do this in bite-sized chunks. You know, I think I talked about this last time, but I'm going to revisit this because it's really important. You know, I've talked about minimum viable products in the past and starting small, right? Do it wrong quickly. Start small and learn from there. You can do the same with your customers' data. Start by answering simple questions. What do I know about my customer today? How did they find me? What did they search for? What are they saying about me in social media? And then scale up over time. apply that to the customer experience in all the different places you can. You know, there's a great example of this. There's a local independent farm not far from where I live, you know, where you can go strawberry picking and tomato picking and apple picking and the like. And, you know, they've got a corn maze in the fall, you know, and Halloween and things like that. And they've launched a loyalty program, right? A frequent shopper program, complete with a card, kind of like what you'd find at Target or Kroger, because they recognize we need to understand the needs of our customers better so that we can send them the right kinds of messages, so that we can send them the right kinds of offers, so we can create a better experience for customers who are coming to us. And if a little farm in the middle of nowhere in New Jersey can do this, so can you. So think about, how is it that you can begin to gather the data? Think about who should have access to that data in your organization, and what sorts of data should they have access to that's both appropriate to create the right kind of experience for your customers, but also appropriate to protect the crown jewels and not put that data at risk, not put that customer's experience or privacy at risk. Start looking for vendors who are employing AI as a service and employing data as a service that you can build upon to create a better experience for your customers. And if you do that, you might find that the frightful five aren't so scary. And your customers might realize that, yeah, content is king. The customer experience is queen. The data's the crown jewels. And I feel like I'm royalty. And that's really what you're trying to accomplish. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I do want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find there. Or you can subscribe via iTunes, the Google Play Music Store, Stitcher Radio, or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, whatever your favorite podcatcher is, if you wouldn't mind providing a rating, I would really appreciate it. I thank you so much for doing that. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, or via email at podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I very much appreciate you doing so every single week. I hope you have a great weekend, a wonderful week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.